Just before you start listening to this podcast, a reminder that we have a special subscription offer. You can get 12 issues of The Spectator for £12, as well as a £20 Amazon voucher. Go to spectator.co.uk/voucher if you'd like to get this offer.
Welcome to Coffeehouse Shots, The Spectator's daily podcast. Theresa May has just had her last Prime Minister's questions, but is it her very last? I'm Fraser Nelson, and I'm joined by James Forsyth and Katie Balls to discuss the end of May. Now, James, Andrea Leadsom, Leader of the House, hardly turned up for that. She came in right at the end. Do we think she might be gone by Monday? Do we think people might move earlier?
So what's happened is Theresa May makes her big Brexit offer speech, and it landed disastrously, I think, kind of even worse than people expected. I think what's happened overnight is that cabinet ministers are now convinced that Theresa May should not bring second reading of this bill because it would go down to a massive defeat, and that would mean that you couldn't have a withdrawal agreement bill without a new session of Parliament. That's
Remind us when the vote is due.
The week after next. And so that's the imminence of Michael Gove saying that Theresa May should reflect about whether she wants to bring this thing to a vote in the Commons this morning. I understand that before PMQs today, but obviously running into PMQs, the so-called pizza club of cabinet ministers met, and the view very much is that it wouldn't be sensible to bring the second reading of the withdrawal agreement bill. Now, the inwardness of that is if Theresa May can't bring the second reading of this bill, then she is out of road as Prime Minister.
Right, because recently, Katie, she met the 1922 Committee of Tory backbenchers, who were all set to get rid of her, and her pitch to them was, look, wait for me to have this last roll of the dice, this last vote on my Brexit bill, and if that doesn't work, then I'll go. But it is now obvious that that isn't going to work. We've had something like 20 Tory MPs who did vote for her deal last time who aren't going to vote for it this time because she's put a second referendum on the table. So is the argument that there is no point waiting these extra 10 days, and if it's going to be done better, it will be done quickly?
So it did seem last week as though Theresa May had been granted enough time to have that one last chance of her deal. Now it doesn't seem like that is actually changing, and it could be withdrawn in some respects. And I think the best way to look at why it is that that has changed is to look at the self-interest of the cabinet ministers. And there has been a view, probably last week included, that ministers who want to be prime minister or get a better job in the next government had their interests fairly well served by staying in the cabinet and waiting for a leadership contest. I think that after Theresa May's big offer yesterday, that calculation has changed. I think that there's a view that what she has said on the second referendum, it wasn't enough to actually tempt anyone who wants a second referendum to back it, because it is reliant on the numbers in Parliament being there for that. But it was enough to upset a lot of Tory MPs who feel it completely undermines their message and this idea that you are floating it. So I think there is a sense that being in the cabinet and looking complicit in that is something which is no longer tenable. And that is why it seems like things could move. And some people, and we've heard it many times before, but some people suggest today, some people suggest if not this week, it will be when the EU results come in. Obviously, it's recess, so it's harder to make these moves. But there is a 1922 committee this evening, and I think it's going to be a very, very angry meeting. And at Prime Minister's questions today, when Theresa May was speaking, she was not someone who had the support of her party behind her. It was very empty behind her, and there was very little in the way of morale-boosting, you know, cheers.
James, we've had spasms of anger from a 1922 committee before. We've had plenty evenings where they've got together saying, look at what she's done now, this can't possibly go on, she needs to go and go now. What leads us to think that this week will be any different? I mean, there's an election, a small matter of an election. They've got to try to fight on Thursday for the European Parliament. So why not wait these extra 10 days to let her go when she wants to go?
So one of the reasons why is I think people don't think Theresa May is the type to walk out of Downing Street into the sunset and say, oh, I've given it my best, but that's that. And so I think people feel that they might have to force her out. The thing that struck me today was, I messaged someone today in government, the kind of person who knows when there are plots going on and things afoot, and who has never previously predicted that Theresa May would be ousted. And I said, are things moving as fast as it seems? And this person replied, yes, they are. And I replied saying, I think Sunday night is going to be very difficult to survive, because there is a growing sense in Tory circles that these results are going to be even worse than the rock-bottom expectations for the Tories. And this person replied, if it makes it that far. And I think there is a sense here that things are really are moving at pace, in part because of what Katie said, and in part because there is a sense that this is becoming so toxic to the Tory party that this just needs to now be dealt with. I thought it's quite interesting that Vicky Ford, who is, you know, a former MEP and very much on the more pro-EU wing of the Tory party, has today been talking about possibly the need for a fresh pair of eyes. And I think one of the problems Theresa May has got is people who want no deal want a new prime minister because they don't think Theresa May will ever do no deal. They think that, you know, she has basically pretty much said that. But the problem for Theresa May now is that those people who want a deal are now becoming to see her as an impediment, as an obstacle to a deal. And so what's a new prime minister too? And that leaves her very, very friendless.
So, Katie, if we're once again in IED-strewn territory for Theresa May, where are the IEDs? What are the danger points?
So I think she's going to have several meetings today with people who are going to say that they're angry of her. She has a meeting with David Mundell, the Scottish secretary, this afternoon. And I think that's partly because the second referendum idea has really upset Scottish Conservative MPs, and that's because they think it undermines the argument against an independence referendum in Scotland. So I think she's going to have to deal with a few of those things. On Friday, she is publishing, or at least Theresa May is planning to publish, the WAB, so the Withdrawal Agreement Bill. Now, ministers are being invited to give this a reading today, and I think there is a sense that it might be worse in their eyes than the speech she gave yesterday. So I think that's a point. And then we obviously have voters going to the polls in the European elections from tomorrow, and that's announced on Sunday night. So if, and we've had much bluster previously, nothing happens before next week, I think when that result comes through, which is late on Sunday, so really Monday, I think that week is going to, when we're going to see lots of things moving. And I had someone I know who working on the various leadership campaigns saying they're cancelling their holidays. So I think there is a sense that this is imminent.
James, you can understand why someone listening to us right now will think, how many times have we heard you guys discuss the imminent end of Theresa May? And even she might think, well, you know, I've said I'll serve for as long as my party wants, but I am still here because you can't decide. It's you who keep me hanging on.
I think one of the other things that is changing, though, is people's opinions of what the options are changing. You know, that there is a growing sense of kind of the break glass in case of emergency Boris option is becoming more popular. Mm-hmm. I was flabbergasted earlier today when someone who is precisely the kind of person who I thought wouldn't ever consider voting for Boris Johnson was talking about this person as possibly the option, you know, right now. Mm. I think that the Tory party is beginning to grasp just how great the danger it is in is. And I think that is going to catalyse things. I think that one of the odd things here is I think everyone, in that same way, that if you want no deal or if you want a deal, it's quite clear that things can't go on as they are. And I think that this is the real danger for Theresa May right now, is that you're beginning to get, you know, revolutions happen when there is enough of an agreement that people are prepared to risk what might follow. And right now I think there is the number of people who are prepared to risk their most unpalatable option happening is growing, because people fear what proceeding on this same path is going to lead to.
And right now, how many Tories do say they want a revolution?
I think we are getting to, we are either getting to or have got to over half the party, I think.
James and Katie, thanks very much indeed. You can subscribe to this podcast, Coffee House Shots, in the iTunes store. Also, you can email us to tell us what you think of the podcast, where we get it right, where we get it wrong. podcast@spectator.co.uk. It's as good as a review in the iTunes store, but we can reply to you. And we're always really keen to hear what you think of this podcast or any of the others. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks to Cindy Yu, who produced the podcast.